Sehr nette Schluss, Avi Mori, ja, für mich so kurz, sehr nette Schluss, Daniel, schön, was du schon fragst. Okay, Gerusein. Okay. So, today we begin the next part of this discussion. Okay, so Mezuzah, we, again, all these topics we could spend months and months and months on, but since we only have a couple more days, so, the next topic is Hagala Gimel Pa'amim, and then there's after that is I think Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos and Purim Meshulash. Okay, so we'll try to get them in, and again, each topic deserves months and months of talk, but. The main Rashi Prakim I want to be able to say over to you. Okay, so we know there is a halacha that a kli cheres you can't kasher. And looking back in Zion, Lamed Amud Beis, the Gemara says, "Vatorah he'ida al kli cheres she'ena yotze midei dofio la'olam." That the belia of a kli cheres cannot come out. You cannot extricate the blia of a kli cheres. So if you have a kli cheres, right, the Gemara says, kli cheres yishaberu. So the pasuk says that that when they had a kli cheres that they cooked the korban in, it become nosos, you can't kasher it. So what does it mean? So two things. If you're doing Haggalah, the ra'ah has yisod. Oh, as you saw, we know the two types of heksha is Hagala and Libum. Hagala is poilet at the tam. The tam comes out. Libun is sorif bimkomo. That's the Ra'ah's famous yisod. That Libun is sorif bimkomo. So, so if you want to go do Liban, or you want to do Haggalah, it's not going to work. Eino yotze. Now, then one could ask a follow-up question that people ask. If so, say, Eino yotze, so it's good. So if the treif got in, it's Eino yotze, so I shouldn't have a problem using a percussion. No. Eino yotze means that we will not be able to totally take it out. There still will be, so if you have a treif kli cheres pat, you'll still have the ability of... that some things will come out, and if you're going to cook kosher food in it, it's going to trafe up the kosher food. So any yotze midei dofio doesn't mean it's not yotze at all, because if it's not yotze at all, that's great. It's not yotze, and it won't contaminate my my other food. But any yotze means it won't be yotze totally to make it kosher, but it still could be yotze enough to trafe up the next food that you'll be cooking in it. But what about libun? Libun is another shayla, because Libun, the way the heksher of Libun works, according to the Ra'ah and many, is that it's served in karma. So then I don't need it to come out. But the answer the Gemara is going to explain is that it's a gzera, that since the Gemara here before, Lamed Amud Beis in the same pace, Dilma Chayisala Mishum Depaka, that we're afraid that you're not going to do such a good job, because you're always going to be afraid that you're going to break the kli. So you have rahmanis on the kli. When you have a rahmanis on the kli, you might therefore be, not doing a proper job. Because if you do a proper job, you know that you probably the kli will probably break into smithereens. So therefore, so neither work. So kli cheres doesn't work, and so Haggalah doesn't work, because eino yotze midofio la'olam, and Liban's not going to work because of the gzeira. So there is a Yerushalmi. I remember I once discussed this Yerushalmi with Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Said, oh, Yerushalmi Trumas. This is Yerushalmi. What does Yerushalmi say? On page 3. Rishami says, Tani, Chalafta Mishmul, Kedev Shabishu Batshuma, Megillah, Bechamen, Gimel, Pa'omim, Vedayim. That there is a concept of doing Hagolah, Gimel, Pa'omim. That even though Hagolah doesn't work, but Hagolah, Gimel, Pa'omim. Hagolah Gimel Pa'amim. That Hagolah Gimel Pa'amim perhaps would work. But if you magil something three times, if you do it three times, you'll be able to get it out. What do you think of that? So this could be a very important point of kashering something that... this was always a discussion about kashering dishwashers and, like a porcelain, the old porcelain dishwashers. And Moshe had this thing about waiting a year and then doing three cycles. Because if you assume the porcelain is cheres, and then, so the cheres you can't be, but hagolah gimel pa'amim. Hagolah gimel pa'amim. And that's not in the Bavel, hagolah gimel pa'amim. It's only in the Yerushalmi that Hagolah Gimel Pa'amim works. So let's continue. But the Yerushalmi says, Amar Abav Ein Lemeidim Mimena L'Inyan Nevela. That it won't work for Nevela. Why? Amar Avios Keshisa Kumi Re'vah. Truma of a misa available los asif. Atomer hachid. What do you mean? Truma is wachomer. Truma, you have misa b'nei shamayim if a zar eats truma. And then for truma, it does work, but for an avail is only a lav. I'm like, command the omer me'aleim, kiblo aleim, es ha'maisus. So he says, but the Moshe says that, no, it's quoting. According to the opinion, two lines at the bottom of the carbonate in the Pnei Moshe at the bottom. He says, "Kama kol mishu olim kibul olim as a maestros mitzvah by yishen shalom bebavel shalom rishayvu b'chum as a maestros midivrei Torah." In other words, it could be that by yishen they weren't chayiv midoraisa, they were kabel, they gave him the chum of his man as emi the rabbanim ba'alma mikilim bo. So there was the real truma in Echanami. It wouldn't work. In other words, we're only going to use this kula, says the Yerushalmi, in something that's the Rabbanon, and that's just like by truma that they were mechabel. Kiblu me'aleim b'schayim, but it wasn't a real chiyuv. Then you can do Hagol Gimel Pa'am if you want a czar to use the keli. Now, where is this brought in Shulchan Aruch? It's interesting. Where is this halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch? So it's fascinating. There is a... take a look in page 15 in Hilchos Bishul Akum. So Bishul Akum is a din derabbanan, right? That you can't and there's a whole discussion in the poskim. If a guy cooks with the pot, so then you can't eat the food, right? If it's all al shulchan malachim and it's not nechal kamo shul chai, so you can't eat the food. But you have to kash the kelim. So the 2 days of shulchan aruch. It says, kelim, page 15. Shibishul bai magoyim lefanei ledvar sheish bai mishim bishul bai goyim, tzrichim hechsher. So the first day in the shulchan aruch says tzrichim hechsher, yesh omim tzrichim. So there are two opinions. Many poskim that it's shrichim hechsher. Rav Abadi has a tshuva l'kula that, but we normally will try to be machsher. But then says the Shulchan Aruch, va'af l'divrei 16 hamatzrichim hechsher im hiklikheres. Because if you hold, if it's klicheres, so you can't do hechsher. So magilu kimul pa'am v'dayim. So he says an unbelievable thing. So the Shulchan Aruch brings this down in Hilchas Bishul Akum in Hechsher Kelim. That because there was the Shulchan Aruch saying that this Yerushalmi, you don't rely on for Daraisis. You don't even rely on it for Darabonans. It's only Azad Darabonan that doesn't have an Iker Minatoyer. Only a Zadar Abana that doesn't have, see, but something that has a parallel Midaraisa. So that Darabana is Mohammer. But Bishul Akum doesn't have a parallel Daraisa. It's a pure Darabana.
Truma does.
But, so that's what we're going to have to see. Truma does, right? But he says that, so we'll see that in a second. But he says that Bishul Akum is the only case where the Rav Yosef Karo is going to sign off that you can do Hagolah Gimel Kum. That if you mess up your Kalim because there was Bishul Akum, then you could do it with a, you could be machshir with al yidei hagol give upon him if it was a kli cheres. Now the case in the Yerushalmi even though that was an Iker Daraisa, that's where the whole halacha is brought, right? But it was a case where the whole metzias of Truma was only the Rabbanim. So he's considering that. In other words, when they Ola and Bayesheni, so he's considering that Enol Iker, because then there was no metzias of Truma Daraisa in that Kufa. So even though you could still argue, but Lemaisa, you know, that's where the din of the Yerushalmi is. So the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch is not going to do us so much great news. Because you know, it's basically how often do we have a case that's in the Ikra Min HaTorah. You know, it's very, very hard to find such cases. So let's take a look at the Baal HaIter. The Baal HaIter is on page 6. And he has a fascinating discussion. On page 6. Shaar Rishon. Look what he says. The klicheres lo mahani agola, the inu yotzim yidei dofya lo olam. Now he's going to say, you know, whenever somebody wants to say a chiddush that they don't really want to say, but they want to say it, so they put a disclaimer. Ilav de mistafina, had I not been frightful, I would say the following. So he starts. He prefaces himself with Ilav de Mustafina. He says, Ilav de Mustafina me rabvasa. had I not been fearful for the great Rabbanim, I mean, I would say, afilu klicheres b'kederet v'lav ben yoma, came in the midrabbanim who the osir magilav gimel pam. That he'd say that that einu ben yomo is a drabbanim. So you could say, well, yeah, but that's the ikur min haTorah. But no, but once it's in the status of einu ben yomo, it's a nosin tam of gam. So it's a nothing. So we have a gezeira that you might use it. But one, it's pogum, it's mutol lagamri, really. But what? It's a gezeira shema that you're gonna, if you don't kasher it when it's einu ben yomo, you're gonna come to use it when it's a ben yomo. So the Bala Iter wants to say maybe we can consider that also enough of the Rabbanon to be philosophic to rely on this kula of Hagala Gimel Pam. Wow. Now this Bala Iter opened up the world, because without this Bala Iter, when else are you going to rely on this? But this Bala Iter now is the source of all this discussion that Rav Moshe has and others. When you have Kli Cheres and you want to machshir it to do Hagala Gimel Pa'amim. And this is the discussion of the dishwashers. I remember I was once in the sukkah with Rav David Feinstein Zatzal. That was the prime time to discuss things, but Rav David was always in the sukkah. And we were discussing, you know, his father's tshuva. Rav Moshe wanted you to wait a year, because if the dishwasher was a kli cheres, so he didn't want to. So the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva that if you wait a year, then it's not. After 24 hours, it's no time of gam, so it's only the rabbanon, but you still have to kasher. But after a year, the Chacham Tzvi says that it's even better than lefkam. It's like disappears after a year. It's not even no sin tam lefgam. It's a garnished after a year. He only said in certain cases. Again, I wish we had 5 months to spend to talk to you more about this. But so that's what Moshe said. You go into a place, you wait a year. You have a, and this is what you wait. We had, you want to use the dishwasher. Somebody who wasn't from a Jewish who was there before you. So and there's a, you don't want to, it's hard for you to buy a new one. You wait a year and then you do Hagala Gimel Pam. You do three cycles. So I was discussing it with Reb David. So Reb David thought you didn't need the whole year. You didn't need the whole year. I mean, Reb Moshe quotes Reb David's thing in the Tshuva. Reb Shechter quoted it also. He says you don't need a year, and then you just do Hagala Gimel Pam. Hagala Gimel Pam. Because I was asking, like a lot of people here in the Heights, they go with, they, you know, people get new apartments, and then some part, you know, could be a non-Jewish person who's using it beforehand, and they don't have money to necessarily buy a new dishwasher. So Rav David was willing to be rachel, he told me, you know, after 24 hours, do Hagala Gimel. Many years ago, I asked Rav Abadi this sheet. I said, I heard the Rav held that all you have to wait is 24 hours. Is that true? And he said, no, I never said that. You don't even have to wait the 24 hours. Because he holds that the whole thing is pogum, the whole dishwasher itself is pogum, between the soap and between the lichluch. He's even more makel. We could speak about that another time. But it all comes from this Yerushalmi, and it all comes from what? From the Bala Iter. The Bala Iter's extension of this Yerushalmi to apply it even to what? Even to Eina Ben Yoma. Because you could have said Eina Ben Yoma has an Ikur Min haTorah. You know, that's the simple shot. That it has an ikur min haTorah, because Eina Ben Yoma comes from a Dover Treif. Now it's Eina Ben Yoma of that Dover Treif. You could say that's the ikur min haTorah, but the Bala Iter wants to say no. And once it's Eina Ben Yoma, it's pogum. Pogum is no, there's no iser in the Torah of pogum. So even though it's a pogum of another iser, so do you view that as eina ikum mina Torah? You know, the pasuk shot, it's a chiddush because it's interesting that the whole halacha was only said in Masechta Trumas. Like, you know, it's not said in a regular chulin or something like that. And Sachim, in the regular places where you would find a discussion of Hechsher Kelim, not in Masechta Trumas. And only Truma in a situation where there was a Bayis Sheni, where there was no Chiv Medaraisa anyway. So, but chulin. But that's the chiddush of the.
The 1 year
of the Balayitr. Yeah.
Where did the 1 year come from?
Well, the 1 year comes from Paket Ches, the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi's thing, but even though he only said it by Chometz, but Chacham Tzvi has a Yisod based on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that after he, in other words, when something, you just cooked something in it, that's tam l'shvach. A treif pot, now you're going to cook kosher food in it, is no good. That's nosin tam l'shvach. After 24 hours, it's nosin tam l'fgam, you have to kasher it midrabanan. Because the gzera, you might come to use it within the 24 hours. But the Chacham Tzvi, based on the Gemara, has a new demarcation point. And that is a year. In other words, the tshuva starts. Take a look again to do justice to this. I would need to spend probably a week just on the tshuva, but I'm giving you Rashi Prokim one day. We'll speak more. He says, "Maisa," says the Chacham Tzvi in Packet Ches on page 2. "Maisa b'gderes barzel shebishlo b'chomish nosayim yom korim pesach." In other words, he had a kedera out of metal that was used for chametz 2 years ago. 2 years ago was the last time it was used for chametz, and now they used it for Pesach. So we know the Ramah Shita is that they cooked on Pesach with that thing. They made a matzah brei on Pesach with a chametz sticker pot that hasn't been used for chametz in 2 years. According to the Ramah. So he says, "V'amarti lahem toim atem." The im kidivrechem afim bishlo b'kdeir achaze elef shanim chametz v'chachem bishlo b'pesach yeser atavshil v'zeh dover shein hadas sovalt. So the Chacham Tzvi says it has to be a limit. You know, where after a while you say that at kan, you know, life, everything, you know, at kan. 1,000 years ago they cooked chametz, so it still has an issue. When do we say gamarnu? It's not even not a time of gam anymore. So that was his yisod. You see that in the areas of by Yayin, that after a year, it's not considered anything anymore. So it's more to say on that, but that was, so some hold that the same thing by, that you can rely on this as a sniff to be mekel in Mokham HaTzorach to wait a year. So this, according to Chacham Tzvi, maybe Meikar Adin, you don't need it. You need anything, even though if you look carefully, the Chacham Tzvi was only makel by Pesach, not by Nevela, but it's still used as a sniff, even by Nevela. And then as another sniff, we do Hagolah Gimel Pomer. So according to if you wait a year, it could be you don't need a Rafti Machsher anymore. And if you do Hagolah Gimel Pomer by a Kli Charis, according to the Bala Iter, if it's an Eda Ben Yomo, it's also good. Though again, the Bavli doesn't have such a thing. It doesn't appear, this halakha of the Bavli. And in the Yerushalmi, it's only brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Bishul Akum, that when you had a Bishul Akum and you have to kasha the kalim, according to the Shita, that you have to kasha kalim by Bishul Akum, and it's a Kli Cheres, so the Mechaber says, so du hagam b'pagol gimukam. The Mechaber never brought it down by regular Nevela, you know. But that's the Balaita Shita.
Isn't Pesach more chomer than Nevela? I mean, if he says by Pesach, kam chomer to Nevela, no?
No. So if I have more time before we say, I'll explain to you why he's more makel by Pesach than Nevela.
Okay.
You know what? I'll tell you to you now.
Okay.
So since you asked. If you wouldn't have asked, I would have said. But since you asked, I'm going to tell you. So he says like this. Because he asks this. In other words, really he holds that after a year, right, it's mutar lagamri, right? And you don't have to kasher anything after a year. But he says, but shouldn't we make a gzeira? Just like we make a gzeira after 24 hours, you still have to kasher. So we should make a gzeira achar shana atu toch shana. Right, and so he says, like, right. So we should really make that gzeira. So he says, in Achanami, he thinks we're gonna make the gzeira, and we're gonna say that even though after a year it's really mutter, but the gzeira atu using it toch shana. So he says that gzeira was by Nevela because before the year, it's by Nevela's mutter because it's no sintam of gam. Right? After a year, it's also no sintam of gam. So you're going to make a mistake because they're both no sintam of gam. But the answer is one will be no sintam of gam that you could. That the food is gonna, one is gonna be nosin tam of gam, and be mutter. They're both gonna be nosin tam of gam and mutter because they're both already nosin tam of gam. So it's very clear to make a mistake between after the year and during the year. So therefore, we'll make it. But by chametz, he says, according to the Ramah, nosin tam of gam is aser. For Pesach, right? So therefore, it's usher. So Mameila, if you're going to use it after the year, we don't have the gezeira because after the year it's going to be mutter, and before the year it's going to be usher. So there's a clear demarcation point. So you're not going to make the mistake. But by Nevela, before the year it's also mutter the food. It's just you're not supposed to use it l'chatchila. And after the year, the food will be it'll be usher. So the chumrah of the Ramah that nosin tam l'chgam b'Pesach is usher will cause a kula that we can be makel after the year, and that's his whole thing. And that's why he says in Achanami, according to the Mechaber, that nosin tam l'chgam is mutter b'Pesach, then in Achanami you wouldn't be able to use it after the year. So that's the thing. Okay, so again, there's a lot to say, but that's what so that's the chiddush. So this shita of the Baal HaHitar, you know, plays a big role, you know, because he's telling me now that I just wait 24 hours and I do Hagolah Gimel Talmud. You know, I always tell people, and a lot of people, every once in a while, everyone will say, you know, I have a non-Jewish, non-from relative that they have this in the basement, they've been sitting a set of china for 10 years already. Hasn't been used. We don't know what to do with it. They weren't from, and it's just sitting there for 10 years. And now what? So, because you can't kasher Kli Cheres. So what do you do? So you have the svara of Hagala Gimel Palmim, which is used b'mokom tzorach. You know what I mean? Used b'mokom tzorach. That's and then you have the Chacham Tzvi's year thing. That's another sniff that's used. And but there's this Yavetz. Tshuva v'sheilas Yavetz that not everyone follows, but Rav Abadi holds from this shita of the Sheilas Yavetz. Rav Yaakov Emden wrote the Sheilas Yavetz. A friend of mine, his name is Rav Yankel Bergstein. He's a Rav in Kiryas Yoel. And he put together a new printing of the Sheilas Yavetz with notes and everything. He did a gewaldige job. I just enjoy learning Sheilas Yavetz just to be able to open up his edition of the Sheilas Yavetz. So he put together this Sheilas Yavetz of Rav Yaakov Emden. And the Sheilas Yavetz here says the following. And this is mamish what I heard from Rav Abadi, what he says. Look what he says. Sheilas Yitzarach Lutpol Kelim Aboy Bemedinas Hayam Shenikroim Porcelain V'Domim L'Kliz Chuchas.
Where are you reading from?
I'm reading from Packet number Ches, page 6. One second, I'm sorry. So he has a tshuva about porcelain. So the porcelains that they had those days that we've had were glazed. So does that shape the story of porcelain? How should we treat it?
What?
Well,
what do you mean glaze? So all porcelain is fire baked until it's shiny and glass.
Yeah. Right. So maybe therefore, that's not a Kli Cheres.
Well, that'd be Kli Cheres, unless you talk of the dry Kli Cheres that's going to fall apart. But anything that's baked and today, I was once in Venice.
The China of today.
They still make China today like they made it for 2,000 years ago in Venice. You ever go to Venice and watch them make China?
No, I didn't.
It's the same thing. I'm sure somebody here did.
Yeah.
I don't know what does glazed mean? They take glass, what we call glass?
No, they take like a shellac. I only saw it because, you know, when you have little kids, so one of the things they like to do, you have to do things with them. So one of the things they like to do is go, make pottery.
Right.
So you make pottery, and then at the end of the pot, I go to the west side, Rabbi Alter, right? They pottery on the west side. Pottery on the west side, and then they shellac it with this thing, and then that gives it the shine and the glaze. It's not glass; it's a glaze. It's a shine.
I don't think they're going to sell that for $1,000 a plate.
No, not my kid's pottery. No,
I don't think that's going to be called Rosenthal China.
No, not Rosenthal China.
No, but after the war, I know people, Europeans, people bought China. Nobody could afford anything new. Everybody had used China.
Used China, right.
But this guy had a spoon, and this guy had a cup and a saucer, and this guy had a bowl.
Oh, so what he says, nearly, so he's asking two questions. One about, is there blias? And one of them, did you need tefillas kelim? So says Rav Yaakov Emden, Nir Elisha ain't tzrichim tefillah. Even though they're smooth, she means smooth. See, glass there's a din derabanan that you treat that you need tefila, because it's similar to mateches. Yes, ma'am. You love me, shum the chiv nishpur. Yes, no tachan la sicha shum hachin chicherishavim. You love hachin lo. Ani leislam nachan. Okay, poshut beinai latir belit tefila. So he's saying all these things. Rav Yaakov Emden says, you know, the glazed china and things like that, you wouldn't have to be tovel. That's number one. And then he says, for Agav, next paragraph, the whole of Osir Yodon, Milsa Chrisel Kula, because we've done, Shmai say, Me'ababori, the Avagav, the Riyosim, and the whole of Kichi Cherizdom. This we be Blias Yisrael. He says, you don't have to treat them as klicheris, the porcelain, even though they're coming from sand. The idea of the shiilu bala, you could treat it like klig zchuchis. The klig zchuchis, lo bala. So that's what Rav Abadi once told me. In other words, people do, a lot of people are knowing to machbe, to tovel their china. And then they also treat their china like klicheris, both chumas. To treat it like klicheris, and to be tovel. So Rav Mari told me differently, and that's exactly what the Yavetz is saying here. He says you don't have to bring them to the mikvah because it's not glass, it's glazed. So glazed means that it has a smooth finish, and the Gemara says anything that she smooth lo bali.
Where is it?
I'll find a few, but that's this halacha. I did the shi lo bo. See,
so he goes to kula.
So he's going. So this is the. And Rabbi Bari's told me this. Rabbi Bari has a tshuva. If you want to see a short tshuva here, on page 22, he writes. Whereas everybody once said to me, he says, the real cheris is the orange flower pots. You know those orange flower pots? He says, so that's cheres. That's what they Chazal really meant with cheres. So people in our generation, they're machmir both things. They're machmir to treat China like kli cheres, and they're machmir to tovel China. Both things. Rabbi Bari told me, I once asked him if it's so, if he told it's not oleya, so then maybe you have to bring it to the mikvah. He said, no, it's not glass. So he said, mamish. But Rav Yaakov Emden said, Rav Abadi was machavin to Rav Yaakov Emden, that Lamaisa, it's not glass, but it's glazed. So Mamela, it has the din of Shiva Lobali, but it doesn't have the din of glass that it has to. So that's something to, you know, in situations where people need to be makel, so that is a tzadkula on both these issues. Both the tefila and the blia.
Rabbi doesn't think he's being baked.
Rabbi Bari thinks it's, yeah.
And also the Yavetz.
Yeah, in other words, what Rabbi Bari told me over here, this is what he wrote over here, and then I asked him about Tefillas Kelim, but he didn't say from the Yavetz, but I just recently, when I was preparing the shiur, I looked at the Yavetz, and sort of quoted whatever. He says, Mamish, the same thing.
How do Ashkenazim
the
only
Rav Avadia? Rav Avadia, Rav Yitzchak Avadia, the Rav Avadia Yosef. He's also sorry. Okay, so that was because a lot of times you see the whole discussion of the porcelain dishwashers were assuming that porcelain was cheres. And that's what Rav Moshe was assuming. That's why Rav Moshe was saying to do it three times, to be magil three times.
You do it three times in a row, you need a hafsek.
Three times. Do it three times. Yeah, you do it three times. You stop and do it again. So the other thing I was looking into this time was also that if you look into the dishwashers, so dishwashers are interesting. Dishwashers are hot enough to have Yetzel Adispo, to make a Bliya, but they're not 212. So if you hold that Hagala is 212, Malarasicha, so then how could it be good by running the cycle to be a good Hagala? So this was bothering me. This is what I was working out this year. I always knew that Reb Dovid told me that you didn't have to wait the year, and you could do it. But then I was bothered. But how does it work? Because it's not a shir resicha, so it's enough to passel to get a bliya. So how does that work? So I asked a couple of people. I was speaking to, but then I saw Rabbi Tendler's Rishimus in the Masoras Moshe. He says a gevaldik avort. And this, I was speaking to Rabbi Beryl Feinstein's son-in-law. Rabbi Gruen said like this, and Rabbi Baruch Baskin said a similar thing as well. And so the easy answer is to say kabbalah kach polto, right? Kabbalah kach polto. It came in the dishwasher with that heat, so it goes out. But Rabbi Moshe has a mefarish tshuva that he says that kabbalah kol pach kach polto is a din of which hechsher. In other words, do I do hagolah or do I do liban? Since it got its bliya with water, so I do hagolah. Got its liban with fire, I do liban. But Rabbi Moshe writes the following: a big yisod. Say I had treif marshmallows. And it was in the fire, but the fire wasn't such a big fire. So you say, so therefore the libun also doesn't have to be that shear? Rav Moshe said no. Kabbalah, in other words, you still need the shear of a libun, even if the bliya was less than that amount, because libun is a shear. Even you don't say kabbalah pach polto within the amount of heat, since it only took in with a certain amount of heat, so the hechsher only has to be, no, because it's a shear in the libun. So you don't say, if you want to know which type of hechsher, that Moshe has a tshuva like that. So, but the other night I was looking through my Masoras Moshes on the shelf, and I saw in the Masoras Moshe, that was my Mordechai Tendler's diary of Pesachim from Rav Moshe. So he writes a beautiful word, and then I saw one of the Achronim says like that also, that he says, no, we said before there's a difference between Hagolah and Libun. Hagolah is poilet the tab. Libun is sorif koma. So that idea that Rav Moshe wrote in the Tshuva, says in the Masoras Moshe, that you don't say kabbalah kach polto by Hagolah and by Libun, that you need a certain amount of heat, even though it went in by a lower amount of heat, that's only by Liban. Because Liban is Sarfim Kobo. So if you don't have that shear of Liban, then it's not going to be Sarfim Kobo. But by Hagolah, you say Kabbalah Koch Polto in the amount of heat. So if it only came into the dishwasher in the 160 degrees or whatever it is, so then you can machshir it with Hagolah, with Hagolah Gimel Pomim, if it's a Shail of Cheres, and even though it's not 212. And then I saw someone else also saying this idea in one of the packets here, in the Shorish Miyakov, packet test, Shorish Miyakov. He says, "Aval achal e indira." Page 15, packet test, second arrow. To go kosher kol gizeh shekosel kan hashach b'shem agol sharidur dagol tzrichel yosper roasted shemalar asicha dafka So he says, but he says, he's going to say later on, but if it only got in at a lower temperature, then the Hagolah could be at a lower temperature. So that was what I saw in the Masoras Moshe. So then now I understand very well that you could do Hagolah by Gimel Palmim if it's a Chashash Cheres, even though it's not 212. But it never came in with 212. So Kibolo Kach Tolto. And that's...
I don't understand. What's the difference between the Tshuva of the Moshe and this?
No, you're saying the same...
If you have a marshmallow on a spit, even though it didn't get that hot, you still have to have libun.
Libun chomer.
Right. So why here different?
Because when it comes to Hagolah, it's a din of poilet. It's not a din of sorif b'mkomo. So sorif b'mkomo is only if it reaches that heat. That'll be sorif b'mkomo. So even though once the bli got in, it's not... The way you're going to be mastered is to be served from Como, so then you need a certain amount of heat to be served from Como. But so it doesn't matter that the heat that it came in was a less amount of heat, because to be served from Como, you need the shear of Libun Chomer. But by Hagolah, it's not a din of served Como. It's din that some came in, you need the water to be poured like the Isser. So if it only came in at 160, so then it could be poilet at 160.
So if I use a spoon for hot soup and it's only 160, that's different?
If you use a spoon for hot soup,
a tray for soup,
so then Rav Moshe would say, if you do Hagolah, you don't need Hagolah of 212. You need Hagolah of 160.
Masha ain't cane the marshmallow on the spit.
The marshmallow, even though it came in at a certain temperature, but it still needs the same temperature that the hottest fire would be. You know? In other words, Hagolah, Liban is a sheer kavua. Doesn't matter what the heat was when it came in. So that I never... Because I knew Rav Moshe's tshuva by Liban, but I never saw that he wrote that Hagolah is different. So the Masoras Moshe, he says Hagolah.
So the difference is Liban versus Hagolah. That's the difference.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I didn't have.
Because I was wondering how does Rav Moshe and Rav David and all these things say to do Hagolah Gimel Pa'amim by the dishwasher, but the dishwasher doesn't get 212. My wife looked it up for me. It doesn't get 212. Yeah. If it doesn't get 212, so what's it going to be? How are you going to do Hagolah? By doing the cycle, three cycles. So then I did some research to find these shittas that maybe there's a chiluk between Liban and Hagolah. That Hagolah, you could just do the Hagolah at the shear that got the bliya. But the Liban, and Rav Moshe wrote the tshuva, that you have, it's a sheer kavua that he only was talking about later. So that's an important point. Okay. That is another question, but if you hold that it's porcelain is not a, you know, if you hold like that other way, like the Yavetz, I mean, I think a lot of dishwashers today are not porcelain anyway. What kind of dishwashers do you have?
Plastic.
Aluminum. Not porcelain. When I grew up in our house, we had porcelain dishwasher. I don't know, is anyone here today have your dishwashers porcelain? What is it?
Yeah, but I don't know. What do you do with the rubber gaskets and all that stuff?
But that's a different shaila. But that's why, just as a chashash, I tell people to do gimel pomo. So this way, if there's any chashash, if there's something in the dishwasher that you have some shaila about, so I still say, you know, because a lot of the dishwashers anyway are metal anyway. So then why should you need to do Hagol Gimel Pomer? You should do Hagol Pamachas. And then the other concern I have is the discussion whether is a machlokas a poskim or the Hagol and Stafka water. But if you put soap in the water, maybe that's not water anymore. So that's I was discussing this a little bit, Rabbi David, in the sukkah then also. So that's why I tell people to do four times. Once with soap, and once three times without the soap. Because it could be that when you're doing with the soap, that's not real.
You're not relying on yeah, rubber body.
In other words, for some people. You know, somebody just called me up, not much last week, and they say there's somebody in the family that they go to, his wife's family, whatever, that they use the dishwashers for fleishiks and milchets bevasach. They eat there. So Rav Ari Holds Beaker did, it's what the original tshuva was written by Rav Matluba Bari. He was the rabbi in the Syrian shul in the Ocean Parkway. Shaivs Tshuva's Magen Badi. And he wrote that, the original tshuva about the dishwashers. And he permitted the Syrian community in Brooklyn, the Shari Zion Syrian community, he was the rabbi. I can't say what they're doing today on Ayom Hazeh. But I remember years ago.
I think they're firmer than us already.
Yeah, it could be. Well, that's the other community you're talking about. The Yosef Raful community. The Atera Torah community. I'm not talking about that community. That's the Haredi community. Yeah. That could be from within, a lot of other people. But I'm talking about but there is what to rely on that even, again, Rav Moshe permitted to do Zachar Zeh, to use the same dishwasher for milk and meat. Rav Moshe permitted that. And Rav Matluba Bari permitted to have the meat and the milk dishes at the same time.
Wow.
That was a bigger tool. So, okay. So my own personal home in Washington Heights, we have, Baruch Hashem, we at least have one dishwasher. We only use it for fleishik. And I am the other dishwasher. I am the milchik dishwasher in the family. But we have one dishwasher, and we only use it for fleishik. But that's my personal, but there are, Yeshomi's list. Well, it depends. If somebody's going to say it's a shom bias issue with the in-laws, and they have to keep it this way, or somebody's bal tshuva, and the parents are willing to be from to up to a degree, but they're not going to have separate dishwashers. That much they're not going to do give in. So then there can be what to, work with. If it's pogum, this, that. Okay. I know I did three packets today. I didn't do justice to any of it, but at least in the Rashi Prakim that were on my mind, I said over. So today's Tuesday, so we have two more shiurim before we go back to the regular.
The item is Mako with regular glassware on just a glass in a restaurant.
Cold, you mean for drinking?
Yeah, to drink a cup of coffee.
To drink a Coca-Cola, to drink a...
No, even a cup of coffee and a glass.
Yeah, so there are people that are Mekel. Not everyone's Mekel, because Ashkenazim really should be Machmir on Tzchuchis. It's only the Sfarim that really, right? Sfarim say that it's not Bolea. Ashkenazim... Well, maybe it's Bolei, maybe it's even Karis.
Even mamish glassware, not glaze chuchas. I'm not talking, not glaze china.
Yeah, real glass. Yeah.
Yeah.
So So, but Rav Abadi claims that the glass that we have today, the Metzius is that even the Ashkenazim should really be makel. Not everyone agrees with him. But the glass we have today, just the Metzius is, it's not Balea, period. So even though L'chatchil, you're not supposed to have the same for Kfleishiks and Milchitz.
So if anybody goes to Venice and they want to have a real espresso.
Yes, I have to check what's doing in Venice. I'm not such a international traveler. Okay. Okay, everyone, say you should be well. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue Siyata Deshmaya.
Rabbi, when does the yeshiva start again?
Monday.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Rav Harari, Israel Harari.
Rav Simon, Shalom
Aleichem. Okay, Rav Harari, Shalom Aleichem.
Did you go to the Shiva yet for the Orleans family?
Yes, I did. I went on Sunday.
Uh-huh. So they're sitting till tomorrow morning or what?
Correct.
Okay, I'll have to call them. I'll have to call them up.
Okay, very good. Call to us.